very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, June 7th, 2017. And this is Live Talk at the Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are discussing about the issue of Zimbabwean asylum seekers in South Africa.
A growing number of asylum seekers in South Africa who go to the Home Office Department to renew their asylum papers, but are instead thrown into holding cells to be deported, are saying that they are now scared to do so.
And a very big number of these people have run out of status, meaning that they are now illegals living in South Africa.
There are reports that around 100 Zimbabweans are arrested and detained at Lindela every week when they go and try to renew their asylum papers.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And so tonight we are opening our lines to hear your views on the issue of Zimbabwean asylum seekers in South Africa.
And remember that we'll call you back on our number 001-202-619-2077.
Yebo kambe zulukandaba mthwakazo muhle siyadibana njalo kuhlelo lwethu eselipha maviki wonke ngolwesithathu uhlelo lwe Diaspora Forum lapho esikhuluma kona lezi zalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala phandle kwelizwe. Lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lwamaphepha. Amaphepha awokudinga ukuhlala eSouth Africa okusemthethweni nxa umuntu eyisiphepheli awe asylum. Yes, yezwa ubana lezi nsuku bakhona abanye abathi besiyadinga ukubana bengezelele kumbe kwenzwe lokho ukuthiwa yi-renewal ngesilungu. Bafika khona le bahle bavalelwe bafakwe elindela bese besifakwa emagumbagumbeni ukuthi babuyele bayotshiwa ekhaya. Lokhu sokubangele ukubana abaningi besabe ukuthi bayelungisisa amaphepha abo kugatsha lwe-Home Affairs. Siyazwa njalo imibiko ethi yona bakhona abafika ikhulu ababotshwayo besiyalungisisa amaphepha maviki wonke. Jonga.
Ndizvozvo, nhasi tiri kukurukura nedambudziko ratinonzwa kuti riri kusangana nevana veZimbabwe vari muSouth Africa vane magwaro anovabvumidza kunge vachigara munyika iyi vachimirira nyaya dzavanenge vaisa zvikumbiro zvavo zvavanenge vaisa kuHome Affairs Department kana kubazi rezvemukati menyika kuti vange vachitarisirwa magwaro avo eupoteri. Saka vanopiwa magwaro anovabvumidza kugara muSouth Africa kwemwedzi mitanhatu nyaya dzavo dzichiongororwa nekunzwisisikwa. Vopiwa zuva ravanozofanange vachidzokera kumahofisi iwayo kuti vange vachizononzwa kuti nyaya dzavo dzavanenge vakaisa dzeasylum kana kuti dzerefuge dzeupoteri dzabuda sei. Ipapo ndopavanosvika vachinzi kana vakanga vatadza kubudirira mapepa avo anobva angonzi haana kubuda ivo vobatwa voendeswa kunonzi kuLindela kwavanenge vachengetedzwa kusvika vazodzoserwa kumusha. Izvi zvinonzi zvaakuita kuti vanenge vakamirirawo magwaro iwaya kana kuti vaisa nyaya dzavo dzeupoteri vatye kuchienda kunotarisa kana kwatingati kucheka kuya kuti vanzwi kuti nyaya dzavo dzaapapi dzavanenge vakaisa dzekutsvaka upoteri dzanzwikwa here, vabudirira here. Kana varambwa kuti vange vachipiwa upoteri vanofanira kunge vachipiwa mukana wekuti nyaya dzavo dzinge dzichinzwika zvakare yatingati apiwo. Saka vazhinji vari kuti aiwa zvese zvasi kuitika. Ukasvika ikoko kana nyaya yako yarambwa rubva wangodzoserwa kumusha zvaakuita kuti vatye kuchienda ikoko kuti vanotarisa kuti mapepa avo akamira sei. Zvichibva zvavapa kuti vagare muSouth Africa zvisiri pamutemo ndonyaya tiri kuti kurukure nhasi. Asi kana mutemo mutemo, kana South Africa ichinge yataiwa hatisi kukwanisa kupa upoteri, tinoimbawo kuti vana veZimbabwe vanofanira kunge vachizvitambira vachizviteerera vachiteerawo mutemo. Kune masangano anobatsira kuti vange vachiita maapiro iyaya nezvimwe zvakadaro. Ndozvatichanzwa nhasi kuti zvingafambiswa sei. Gazi.
Yes, Chonga, we have one of our guests, and that's Mr. Tino Mambeu, the coordinator for the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum in South Africa. Welcome to the show, Mr. Mambeu.
Thank you very much for having me. Good evening.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us. Mr. Mambeu, the issue which we are discussing today is concerns the asylum seekers who are said to be, we know when they go to renew their papers, they are deported. Can you set the scene for us and give us more details on that issue?
To start with, as you will know that since the beginning of the new millennium, the South African government has been assisting Zimbabweans and Africans and immigrants in general by giving them asylum documentation. But what has been happening is that when there was an influx of Zimbabweans into South Africa, they would then apply for refugee status. But the status is not immediately determined. So you would find a scenario whereby you would be given a 6 month period where you would then be asked to come back and renew or get a decision from the Home Affairs. So we have got a scenario nowadays whereby the Department of Home Affairs arrives at a particular decision concerning an applicant for asylum. Then they only notify the applicant on the day of renewal. And if your application has not been successful according to them, then they make you fill certain forms that leave you with no other option except for being deported. They would not give you time, or they do not allow you to go back home to make preparations for deportation. They will right away deport you. So this is currently the situation we are facing. And to speak of numbers, we could say probably around 100 people per week are finding themselves in such a predicament. And some will have to bribe their way out, and some are eventually getting deported, which is quite a sorry situation.
Mm-hmm. But what are the most common reasons given by the Home Affairs Office for denial of asylum?
Well, when you apply for asylum, you go through an interview. The interview is conducted through a questionnaire. So you would be required to state the causes of departing from your country of origin. So if, according to them, they find that the cause, the reasons that you state do not enable you to gain refugee status, you get automatically disqualified. So to start with, the reasons of your departure should be of such weight that they can afford you refugee status. And it is to their discretion to determine or to say or to judge that these reasons given by the applicant meet the demands for refugee status. And if they feel otherwise, then obviously you do not qualify. Mm-hmm.
But there is room for appeal if they deny you the first time?
Well, there is room for appeal, but now because of the hastiness in which the whole process is done, because remember, you get to the renewal center, like Mararasat, for example, and when you go into the offices for the sake of renewing, then you are told that you are being deported. And if you have got no access to information, then you end up getting deported. You lose your battery, your cell phone battery, and you cannot communicate to the outside world, you know, and it becomes a problem. And some people will not be carrying money during that time as they go to the offices, and they have no other means of communication. And that renders it very impossible for them to communicate with the outside world. And to the government, or to the officials rather, they would have seen it as an opportunity to capture you, and to which we respond and say that it's quite unfortunate that they are tormenting the already tormented, whereas they should be fixing the root causes of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
thank you so much, Mr. Mambeu. Just keep holding on the line because we are being joined again by another guest, and this time it's Victress Matutu. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes, Ms. Matutu, can you tell us what information as a Imbokoto? I know you are a pressure group that is assisting Zimbabweans there. Can you tell us what you are hearing about this issue that we are discussing tonight of asylum seekers in South Africa?
The organization that deals mostly with women, we've heard a lot of women that say who've got asylum, they've gone to Marapasa to renew their asylum, but some of them, they've been arrested, and we've got two in Lindela so far. They haven't been deported yet. We've got some ladies who went there last week, and they came back and said they were given letters that stated that they are no longer allowed to be in South Africa, and their asylums, instead of seeing them being renewed, they were taken from them.
And what were the reasons? Were they given any reasons?
I've got this lady who said he got his asylum back in 2008. Her asylum back in 2008. She's been renewing it since then. And when she got there, she said they told her that the asylum has expired. It was just a temporary thing. So they come to a time when they are ending the asylum. So it just has expired. They just gave her the letter that stated that she's no longer allowed to be in South Africa, but they did not arrest her. She was given that letter to just go back and take whatever she has and go back to Zimbabwe. And the other one says, they say the stamp, I think the asylums got stamped when they get stamped when they go there to renew. They said the stamp was a fake stamp, but she's so sure that she got the stamp from them. He has never taken her asylum to someone else to get that fake stamp.
But some people complain that it takes more than 2 years for their cases to be heard. So why are people afraid of going to renew after only 6 months?
I can't elaborate on that. But I think if it takes that long, like if you're saying 2 years, then they just get to go there to renew after 6 months. I just don't understand it. Yeah, because like if someone has had that asylum for like 2008, it's almost 10 years now, like 9 years. And I think they went for interviews before they were given those asylums back then. I think it's better if they go there now. They just don't take their asylums from them and just say, okay, you're arrested or the asylum has expired. At least give them a valid explanation, like, okay, you need to go through another interview because you've been here for a long time now. Whatever reasons you had back then, maybe they're not valid anymore. So at least they must maybe make them go through more interviews if they think those reasons are no longer valid for now.
Okay.
All these ladies are clueless. They don't even know why they are arrested and why their actions are not being renewed anymore.
All right. Thank you so much. Just keep holding. Let's go back to Mr. Mambeu. Mr. Mambeu,
yes.
We have heard that some people, I think this is a custom that has existed for quite a long time, the one of bribery. Is it correct to say that some of the people who find themselves in this unfortunate situation is because someone will be trying to solicit a bribe?
Well, you know, lack of knowledge is a very enormous problem. And I think what these guys also do is to try and intimidate people. And if they intimidate you eventually because you don't want to find yourself in trouble, you would then pay a bribe. But in most cases, the people, they do not have money. And at the end of the day, they end up getting sent to Mindela. And that is what happens in most cases because people do not have resources. And remember, when you go there, sometimes you might not have means of communicating with your relatives back to bring you cash or to come and assist you. So it becomes now, a very serious problem when you get deported. So I would say, I would concur with the assertion that there is bribery. It has been there since time immemorial, and it seems to continue. And under such circumstances, it has become the norm of the day. If you can't buy your way out, then you are deported. There are people that go there with asylum that have already expired, but they get stamped simply because they can pay for it. But imagine a man or woman that comes in and has no money, and they are told that your case has been rejected. Now you have got to be deported, and there's no means to avail money at that particular time. They really get to Mindela, and we have got so many people that are in Mindela at the moment due to the fact that they could not bribe their way out.
Mambeure, gaiti nzwe china, vamavere nge tarirai varuku South Africa. Makadi?
Ndiripo makadi venyu.
Aiwa tiro wapenyu, ti udzeo zvamuno, ziva ne zvamuno, dakutaura pamusoro penyaya iri kukangwai.
Okay, ndimeti watererai mavhengere.
Wo mavhengere.
Inini chandinoona pama Islam awa. Pane dambudziko kudhara taienda tichitora nguva imwe chete iyoyo uchiaplya uchibva watopuwa nguva iyoyo saka pamashure apa pane kurivhesa kwavakaita vakatombovhara maravasitati iyoyo vavhara maravasitati iyoyo ndopakazouya mutemo wachinja wokuti unondopuwa receipt wozomirira 6 months saka kuverifya kwavakuita isi ndokwatisingazivi vanhu kuexpire kwakaitika maasylum avo takanga tichienda nguva nenguva uchisvika uchinzi dzokerai kumba nhasi tatora vakati tozokuonai mangwana wodzoka mangwana wotadzazve kurenyuwa kupedzisira watozoona kuti chero kubasa kwaunoshanda hauchakwanisi kuti ugone kuvaudza kuti zvendoda kunoitei mangwana saka pane problem yakaitika ipapo kuti ivo havana kuzozvitarisa kuti kune vanhu vangaachinja mutemo havana kuzvitarisa kuti kune vanhu vanhu vanga vachingorambidzwa kupinda kusvika unoita 6 months usina kukwanisa kupinda mumaofisi
saka hazvina kukonzerwa nekuwanda kwevanhu here vanga vakunyorerawo mapepa aya vamavhengere
inini pakuona kwangu zvaikonzerwa nechioko mumwe because munhu anenge asvika kana kuma9 iwamukira usiku anenge aritora iwewe unenge usina ukasvika pakuti mapinda mukati chaimo munotobuda mapinziwa mukati unotobudisiwa muchinzi vanhu vataaplyisa vakwana because pamaravasitati ndopokuti unopinda mukati mondogariswa pasi kuseri magariswa pasi kuseri monzi vanenge vabhadhara mari ndo vanouya vachitsomwa instead yekuti tinenge tiri palaini wai vasingagoni kuenda according to line saka zvino hurumende yacho haichagoni kuona kuti ava vanhu vakaexpirirwa nekuda kwei nekuti ndochikonzero chavakaregera chavakachinja mutemo vakatochiona kuti pabvachiitika uori zvokuti dai vakagona kuona kuti vangava nawo kudhara vagone kurinyuwa zvazviri nani kozi vanhu vaingouya kuti varinyuwe asi vachidzokera kumba vasina kurinyuwa
asika mutemo unenge uchiteerwawo panyaya dzakadai vanenge vanzi tipei zvoko muhomwe vari kumhangara here nyaya idzi kumapurisa
nhau idzi chero kumanyuzipepa avo tete tiverenga asi tinoona kuti vano ivo kutozozviziva nokuchinja mutemo vakatoona kuti paiitika uori asi kuti vaone kuti ndiani nekuti zvaitika pachikona havagoni kuona kuti ndiani
inyaya yakaoma aiwa tinotenda vamavhengere
ndatenda zvangu baba
murara zvakanaka Chris is saying that before you could just go to the office apply for asylum and then you get your papers if there's a determination set on that very day. But later when they changed or when they upgraded the Maravastad center, that's when they started to say you wait for 6 months. Mm. But he thinks that also it's being fueled by corruption.
I see.
Yes.
I see.
Oh. But I remember when President Zuma opened the new center, which is now the Desmond Tutu Center, the Maravastad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said this center was, I think, corruption-proof. Mm. And he also urged those seeking asylum and any other documentation to report any form of corruption or people who ask for bribes.
Mm.
And I think that's the only way for this system to be cleaned by reporting to the authorities. Well, we can hear from our...
Let's hear from Mama Matutu. Usecingweni?
Yebo, ngikhona baba.
Yes, siphatha lapho daba lwe-corruption ukufumbathisana lapha ukudiziswa, kuthiwa ikudiziswa ngapha sasizimbe ikho yona.
Yikho.
Yikho sibe. Yeah, lo daba lubhahe kanganani sikakhulu nxa sikhangele bona laba ababedinga amaphepha ama-asylum.
Eh, yazi i-corruption ubukudizana lokho vele yazi kukhona yonke indawo.
Mm.
But ezindaweni ezinjengalezi kukakhulu especially masikhangela ukuthi abantu bangisuka ngiyasebenza angithi mangisemsebenzini ngifuna ukuya eMaravastad ngiyofuna i-aslam umntu ngiyarenew i-aslam and mangifika khona isikhathi engisinike emsebenzini sincane ngiyasibona singangokuthi okay hambe uye emsebenzini ngo-12 uhambe uye thatha i-aslam ngo-12 ubusujikile sibuye emsebenzini uthole ukuthi mangifika ngale Maravastad ngithole ukuthi kune-queue. Then bakhona labo vela kakhulu ngoba kunama security le ahlalela ukuthi okay ungizomnika imali engaka mina ngizongenisa phambili. Yebo. If ngithola ichance njengaleyo eqinisweni uyazi kufana nokuthi ngithathe i-speed nje usibona ukuthi umntwana uyakhala uyasikhalela nawe uyasidengela yabona. Umntwana vele uzosifuna ukuthi mangithola ichance njengaleyo emsebenzini kuthiwa ngibuye ngo-12 ngiyafika laphana mangibona ukuthi mangibamba iline la ngizophuma ngo-4.
Mm-hmm.
Nanga umuntu abuye athi mina ngangi 200 rand ngizokufaka phambili.
Mhm.
Akusalayo vele ukuthi ngizomupha lo 100 rand angifake phambili.
Mhm.
Yabo. And mayingifaka phambili akukho lulu ukuthi ngiye kuma authorities ngiye report ukuthi mina lo muntu ungifune intshontsho lokuthi ngimnikeze intshontsho angifake phambili ngoba nami bengisizakala.
Mm-hmm.
So ngaleyo ndlela ukudivisana sizokuphele ngoba ine esiziswayo sike sikuthathe asikubone njengentwembi sike sibone ngani siyasizwa.
Mhm.
Yabo endina khona ngale futhi mangifika khona le laba badini sawuthola ukuthi wenze interview noma kumele uyifeyile le interview ukuthi uthole i-aslam ngithi akutshela ukuthi hayi indlela ophendule ngakhona ayikuvumeli ukuthi uthole i-aslam kodwa uma unginika u-500 rand uzoyithola.
Mhm.
Yabo i-aslam ngiyayifuna angifuni ukudeportwa vele.
Yeah, yeah.
Angifuni ukubuyela ekhaya. Kodwa uma isithi nginginikisa uma unganiphansi 500 rand, ngizobhala ukuthi ufeyilile i-interview. Kodwa uma unginikeza ngizokunikeza i-aslam. Angeke ngize ngiye kuma-authorities ngiyoripota, ngoba angikuthathi njengokuthi i-corruption, ngoba kuyenzakala i-corruption kodwa angiyithathi kanjalo mina ngisuke ngicabanga ukuthi hayi lo muntu uyangisiza, kanti umuntu wenza into e-wrong.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Hayi, ungaqhubeka ubambile lapha sike sithathe omunye umlaleli. Jonga. I'll get back to Mterere. I just wanted to point out what you know, Victress is saying here. Miss Matutu is saying desperate means, you know, people are desperate. That's why they are resorting to bribing officials. Anyway,
hello.
Yebo, Nkomo.
Yebo, njani?
Yes, siyaphila. Ungaphi ku-South Africa?
Ejobheke.
Ejobheke?
Yeah.
Ah, ungasitshela, ungasiphathisa ngodaba esilalo lapho udaba lwama-aslam.
Yeah, kufuze sibe kwazi ukuthi okwenza sibe lapha vele yini, umbuzo wakuqala. Sabaleka ekhaya, sabuya lapha yini. SingamaZimbabweni asiqaleni sikhangele khona lokho sikulungise. Ungabheka i-relationship ye-South Africa le-Zimbabwe iya ngokuphela inew generation le khona manxa kuphuma laba badala laba ngibona ngani izophela kuzaba nzima vele ngokuya kwesikhathi engaku advisor abantu bezimbabwe ukuthi asiregisteni siye vota advisor ama opposition parties wonke eZimbabwe ukuthi sicela bebe united sivotele umthi 1 ntemambale ebulenjini lapho ngane lesothola pha iopposition iwinile ya lapho uzuma ngoDisember la uyaphuma asikwazi umuntu ongenayo uzuma mangilandela ihistory lezaphu bebo into 1 ngesikhathi sifisa belungu so laba abancane laba abalandelayo laba kufuzela ukuthi sicabange ukuthi bazosizwela obazenza kanjani ngoba kuzaba nzima vele nothi kancane khona ukuthi bevotshwe lama lezi zitebo zami ezikusebenzisayo maphepha lokhu kwenzakala so lalaba bathi basimele bazogcina vele kubehlula ngoba vele sekuqalile vele ukuthi kubehlule ngoba bavotshwe abantu beziwe ingela bedipote akula lutho abalwenzayo babeleke bekhuluma bayihluleka lokuthi bekureporti ukuthi abantu bethu babotshwa igamendi ibisiphendula abakwenzi khonapho kodwa bazitshele ukuthi bona bamele lawo maphepha kodwa bayakwazi ukuthi abantu bakithi bayadiphotha bona bayenzani balo bufakazi yini imbe bakhuluma ungizwe waye bengake befika labo befike belayine khonaphana bakuthi bamele abantu bakithi bevonta abantu bakithi bayabotshwa bese bethatha amaripoti beripota somewhere bese kusiba le-way forward kodwa ukubotshwa lokho mina ngile question sesiya ku-election lebhotswana anto zile lakuthi kuthiwa kunzima ngale sazohlukumezwa sidudule vele nothi kancane ya
hayi kuyezwakala
kuzela thi kubhe okuyinto lokhu ngoba abantu bakithi ngicela abalaleli 2-7 ababasethi asafika asambeni se-register ama-opposition parties wonke eZimbabwe kungabi le-1 emayodwa ngoba ama-statistics ka-2013 mawawulaleli utenda i-BT ewachazisa lapha yazi ngiyamthanda ndiwenza ngakhona ubhuti wayo i-politics iyayazi ngabe sasihlanganisa ama-results wonke la izanu ngabe sayiphosela ku-dustbin so asihlanganeni ama-opposition wonke sibe lo muntu 1 umjuru lo Tsangirai bengabanga okuyisikhundla lokuya asifakeni 1 kuphela umuntu uTsangirai la ingazitshela ukuthi abantu abaningi i-1 vote is dangerous siyaluza sicela sihambe ngabantu abayi-1 phambili lapho nizasimela siyevota siyabuya siyeregista ngobuningi mina ngiqasa ukuvota ngo-1980 angikaze ngivotele izanu angikaze ngiyijoyine ngoba ayingenzeli lutho so yikho bona abantu bakithi behlupheka abaningi bala abanye abala ama-document ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa the parliament esimelwe labo sebhuku bethu benikeza ama-powers abantwana laba abangala ama-ID bonke osebhuku bebathathe behambe sebebhalisa laphana bebe lezithupha sirejiste ngizwela umuntu ole-40 years namhlanje zakhe esebenze andi igovernment yezanu sasasebenze okwakho sokuyibhabhayi selenze ukuthi afe ngoba uma ule-40 years ungazakusebenze andi zanu ungaza kuthenga umbheda ungaza kuthenga iphente entsha okwakho yibhabha empilweni so kunzima le yithi nalethi icuthana lezanu wesevele esigabeni sakithi lapho emvuma khona mina ngiyabazwela kakhulu basengozini izanu kususela mdaphumandri iyouth encane lethiyanini alisebenza iningi igcwele khona ngaze ngifike ekhanye ngiyababheka abantwana abayingamaxhego sebefile ukufa iselong process ukuthi iqaliswa ngaphi siwa kuphi okwenza abantu abethu behlupheke khona lapha eSouth Africa.
Hayi kwezwakala, hayi sibongile kakhulu mnumzana Nkomo.
Babuze bona abathi bona basimele ukuthi bona mabe bona into enjalo kule action bana bayithathayo bangathi basimele ku-Studio 7 ngomlomo kodwa bengala action abayenzayo.
Okay, hayi sizababuza ubulalela uzwe impendulo yakho.
Okay.
Kristi tisataenda kuna mfundisi mwe wa riparunare nungo taura wa teriri wa hiri watatu wa nyora ku Facebook page edu FVO eishona anzina mkoma Edmo Mija deportation ya gara hiri po kubvira na kubvira kwete zamayo kutuende sambiri mchitaura VVO eishona tanga watraga umbo o uzere wanyora nyaya kwa zakanaka mkoma Edmo Mija anzina Felix Chimuse kusia na kwenzimbo chete hakuna ziriku itika matiri isu ukabatwa nepolisi usina mapepa akakwana ndipo anotokubuditsa ndokunge watadzo zvakare kutaurawo navo zvakanaka handizoti kutaura kukupana na kuchinjana maoko here Koya Richard Moyo anzi paka uma vamwe vane maakaundi panopera pepa nemari kubanga yobva yafarwa zvakaoma. Mumwe ari kuti ndofunga pana hakunyeperai hakuna zvakadaro. Regai tigozonzwa kune vadaro vatina asi mufundisi Moyo makadi.
Igo.
Alo mufundisi Moyo.
Masura seigo.
Aiwa taswera makadi zvenyu.
Hawa jino simba chukuti anga regai tini mwari atishita pano. Zveshuwa na wii ii na wii shofadi. Vanganyura ndiwa ni wasina mapepa. Ninu ndaka vaku mwizu waka pina. Tengu apply aslami 2006. Ndiwa mandaba mwizu waka pina. Saka tashuka uko uko uko. Pani pachipinda pa gedi. Pani kamushini kano kiliko kwa slipo. Nda ule room number 56. Kwa sikupo maformu. Wapo maformu. Unufana hundu fila za wakambu njura kudara. Wenda mapulizazo wa mapulizazo wa mapulizazo wa mapulizazo na wei kutawa jisho kwa adi nyema asla mwina wea tambu za zukuru pa umafea pa nambu garapa wa nilugari kubaku tanga kusuka na zino prabu ime probe ndo nilu kuti na iwa nga wana mabranja haka wanda mungu zato tafika wankuria yaka ito wa Cape Town debi na nungu ya umaruwa sata ipa hapa ndi umbavano uhuru ulipa una waka kura singa mbo vili ndi sula ze mwe mrefu utu mbuti ushte ino marida ya matu basra buzi mzi mungu wa zunenga zuto ya azomi ya zakanaka saka na wema asla mwina wea tambu za wana waka wanda wafane wa mwe wana waka ini vyesa marida daka wanda kubaku dara ndi kana asla mesingi ya topera kubengi furongo watu vara futu utanga futu kienda kwa ini ukauti zika tungufa zaka daro zunga aushafoka utuwa na ime maristaka na wema aslamu sheshuwa shuwa ina wino ruwaza basi vano tera zo vano asina vano kuoma fe kwa kaoma zutuda mungari kudai mwaraka mkutiba sila ose wa fandara mkati menyika inu uzizi nutambuzi zaitu shiro daizi kwa mazitu kuma aslamu zaitu kuma pimiti wa zodai kuma aslamu zodai but na wea shu yaka nyea kuome sisa zotu kumaruma stata akumburu na kana rugari kana muna chiku sikaku kana aslamu ya kwenu kwa sawa makuwa yika CMU yuswa star vayo nanti CMU ya kutinda kusiru siku otu vari wala siku sasa chato zoki kwa volu tika kutinda kwa otu inda wako bata kana 400 siku siku kunyu loko badira baza lai gulai ni baza lai chwa tumbo milundu mila tuwa kwa zivaka saka na weo kiri kitika woma figa ina weo soku warika asuku wano asini vati kutuwa vanengu wasi na mapepa asuwa nao wa jinki wakato batia ura maungubozi na wili kitika msouth africa mnomu ya kato oma singambo vila tuti mweyao waka utanga situ kati mimi kama wabati kumaitila kafane wa asira hidi bozi mwenongo wasi ya basa unengo wasi ya mzimai ni kipopati yago kana zushaguza wana azomu kati memba ujino saka beposu kusungwa saka mtemo wako ya na awosu mtemo wako na kamutemo urihudu awosu mtemo wako na kamzikuta hizo zuzi ndai vahisa wame plauti kama vahisi wana wacha wadiga uu zote unofoti yeni nyuti mangwalo hina uoma fei plafuti nye kuti vanuku Zimbabwe teka kwa mazofiri si mandi ni shipiri ndo mazofoti hindi uoma fei ukoko hindi wangu kuru mwezi waka pira wasu kwa uka wabatsiri wano wasu wani kivana kwa starala kwa iti ya matosi ya nenga kazara nukingi wano maraini sasa hindi kuru wadazo kuru kuma uru wasati sasa vizu nguti nuda nguti dae muhariva kanguti batira boza tino uza tinga ya chiku zama nizira dose hindi zinu uru wadze bozi ndakatumwa bakuma zwa kapera apa tine ma account tine ma ari zvatina zvo kana zvichinge zvatongovharwa ku bank futi kuno vakamisa futi udzoke zwo inde zvaita saizvo vakawanda kana zvato zvatopata nemari yacho yatokupata kana zvato upenyu hukunzi kurama kunzi kwenyika wakomana upenyu unorwadza zvikuru wakafana mudzimai uye anongogarira kuti ndirikugarira hangu vana chidakanyaro wazo kuti kuti akuti adzoke zvo kumba kwakabva kuti kwanga kuona kugara nyi kuti ada kuti asabe kurarama
asi mfundisi tichitarisawo mashoko anenge achizobuda sevamwe vari kuti hakuna zvakadaro zvinosiya papi kune vanenge vachishupika kuti vazonzwa kuti chokwadi chiri papi nokuti vari kunyora vari kutoti VOA ndisitiri kunyeba hanzi Studio 7 tandai matsvaga mafekisi.
Aiwa ndosaka tati vanhu ivava vana chavanoziva munoziva kuti kune umwe munhu anongotorera nhau bamugubhezi nauya mutaura VOA ishona tinoitenda zvikuru nauya iri ndiye chokwadi maaslama tichonawo tani makore nemuti aisina yekunhewe yenhema musateera vanhu vanongotora zvina maturo zvamuri kuita ka toda kuti ndidai muhari vakaropafadza redhiyo iyo inoti inobatsira zvikuru sei inofambisa shoko pose pose nauya mutaura ndiye chokwadi hadzisi nhema vanhu vakawana tikatona kasungwa mumwe atori kuizira kuti tatumira vanhu kuti vanodini vanotovasiyira mari kuti mangwana vaende kumusha aisina yenhema zvinhu zvakawanda tinonga tinonambara navanhu vatosunduwa nhasi saka avo vanotora zvisina kuti hakuna zvakadai vanhu vaive vanoda kusoropodza vari kumusha saka zvinhu zvinoitika izvo saka vanhu vakafanira kusavateerera mofa kusefa mameseji evanhu vanovaka vanoziva tioda isisi kuti zvinhu zvechokwadi zvenhema vanototeerera vanotoziva kuti zvechiwanhau ndiye chokwadi tiri kutenga izvikuru nemashoko amunogara muchingotipa pakura mofanira kumashoko akakosha zvikuru dai mwari akaropafadza redhiyo iyoyo yakaramba ichienda mberi.
Aiwa maita basa zvikuru mufundisi regai tinzwe kune vadare vatiinavo.
Awa tinotenda chodinga veni nuyu usiku wakanaka tinotenda zvikuru amen.
Thank you so much. Christian Mufundisi Moyo is saying those people who are saying that there's nothing like that, they are actually liars. And he thinks that they don't have documents, they don't have any papers to work and stay in South Africa, because he's saying he has evidence of people who are being deported when they go and try to renew their papers. So maybe we can bring in Mr. Mambeu. Mr. Mambeu, you heard from some of our listeners who wrote to our VOA Shona Facebook page, and also from Mfundisi Moyo. Maybe you have one or two words.
Well, to start with, the fact that you are discussing this, it means that indeed there is something that is happening. And it will not benefit anyone to suggest that, to just come up with a lie and start threatening people. It is a fact, and we have confirmed it, and we receive daily reports of people that are being arrested, and people are knocking at our doors looking for assistance. Some knock while they are already at Lindela, and some knock while they are still incarcerated. And you will remember that as non-governmental organizations, we work on limited resources. So we try as much as is possible to gather information. But as you will know, that each and every process that we might want to take would need a certain financial input. So to say that is a lie is quite unfortunate on the part of the people that have been writing that. But I want to also thank the pastor who has just spoken now for shedding more light on the process as it is unfolding. So we are actually, as Zimbabweans, caught between a rock and a hard place, and we do not really know what is the way forward. But as we have indicated, we will try to engage our government through the embassy, as well as the responsible ministry, the Ministry of Home Affairs, to try and find ways of getting, at least an amicable solution out of the whole scenario, so that at least confidence is brought back to the people that are currently using Aslam paper.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mambeu. Chris, we are also joined now by Mr. Dewa Mavinga, who is a human rights lawyer, and he works with the Human Rights Watch in Southern Africa. Welcome to Studio 7 Live Talk, Mr. Mavinga.
Thank you so much, Jonga and team. Thanks for having me on the show.
Welcome. Mr. Mavinga, there are reports that many Zimbabweans who applied for asylum in South Africa say they are now scared of renewing their permits following an increase in the number of those that are arrested and deported while attempting to update update them. May you shed light on this?
Yes, it is correct that hundreds, if not thousands, of Zimbabweans who had in fact not applied for asylum, but the application is for refugee status. Mm-hmm. But what the Home Affairs Department in South Africa has done is not to give a determination on refugee status, but to offer 6 monthly asylum documents that are renewable every 6 months, which documents would enable the holder to work in South Africa, to go to school, or to start a small business. But what is happening now is that in the last few weeks, we have noticed and they've received reports from Zimbabweans seeking to renew their asylum documents. That in fact, bribes have been demanded at the Maraba Stad offices in Pretoria when they went for renewals, and that some have been told to that they would face deportation. I have received reports from some who have been told to retain on the 18th of June for the purpose of deportation back to Zimbabwe. So this is what we now face here in South Africa. It is very real, and it's a huge challenge.
Chris.
Yes, so Mr. Mavinga, you seem to, I don't know whether I got you right, you seem to be differentiating between refugee status and asylum. Can you explain to our listeners if there is a difference and what is the procedure?
Well, yes, the application that is made upon entering South Africa is one for refugee status, which is a more permanent status. But what the Department of Home Affairs has done is not to asylum documents, which temporary documents expire every 6 months and have to be renewed every 6 months. So the idea being that at some point, the holder of an asylum permit would then have their application for refugee status determined whether they qualify or not. But in the interim, if you have an asylum document, then it means you are entitled to work or to go to school in South Africa. But now what is happening is that the Department of Home Affairs, since recently now, is no longer renewing the asylum documents, except for in some cases where people have paid corruptly, bribe money, 100 rand, 200 rand or more for those exceptions to be met. Now the position is that people are being deported back to Zimbabwe and not getting extensions or renewals of their asylum documents.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, thank you so much for explaining, Mr. Mavinga. Ms. Matutu. Hello, Ms. Matutu? Ms. Matutu, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. I can hear you.
Ah, okay. Maybe you can also explain to our listeners why some people are now being, are being afraid of going back if they have their papers, because you explained that, I think, in Sindebele, but you can still add to what the other guests have said.
Sorry, I didn't get your question, Steven.
Yes, I'm saying, may you explain the reasons you are getting from people, because as you have heard from our listeners, some of our listeners, they are saying that there's nothing like that that is happening, which means to them, their life is normal. What can you explain to such people?
The one thing I can say is that same person who is saying that this is not happening, I bet you he or she doesn't have any asylum, he doesn't have a permit, he's just not documented in South Africa. Because anyone who is documented here, it's either you've got a permit that better speaks things or you've got an asylum. We are all on our toes.
Hmm.
This thing is happening. Like I'm saying, I'm the Zimimbo, what the fair lady. I've got ladies who have come. I think it's been happening since we started the organization, we've received a lot of complaints like that. We've even, had ladies who came to us and say, okay, someone has been taken to Lindela, so they need money for a bus fare or something like that. You need to pay bus fare for that person to be deported. So we've had ladies, one lady came on the 4th of May, something like that. She was given that form, that letter that says you are no longer allowed to be in South Africa. So it is happening. Whoever is saying it's not happening is either undocumented or is just being
mischievous.
I think maybe he or she is in denial of what the situation is like here. Like I'm saying, it's either you've got a ZSP or you've got an asylum. Everyone is on his or her toes. But we don't know what the future holds for us. Everyone, if you've got an asylum today, it's expiring next month. We just don't know whether to go there or just leave it to expire and just leave like anyone else who is not documented. Because if you go there, you'll be arrested. So we'll end up having a lot of people who are not documented in South Africa because a lot of people hate asylums. If now the asylums are not renewed, then we have a lot of undocumented people. That's adding to the numbers.
Yes. Thank you so much. Do stay on the line, Ms. Matutu. We have a caller. Tinam Koma Donald Magadi.
Ribom Koma Jonga Magadi.
I was Rimpeny. Dimkoma Mamboma.
Ivo Jaivo.
Ah, I was. Sanangura ya simu muzoro bichana volume ya radio yenyu motsanangura yenyu zvamuruda kutaura.
Okay mkoma Jonga, thanks. Mparise mkoma Chris.
Ah, nhasi pana mkoma Chris. Mkoma Gibbs vari kupasu kubasa kwawo ku office.
Ya mparise mkoma Chris. I said Chris.
Oh, that's
the name na Chris pa there for round.
Ndana zonga mati mkoma Gibbs. Aiwa hapana chakai pandinova svitsa shoko. Taura yenyu nguva dziri kuganana.
Ya ndoda wangu tangu kune vari kuramba vangangoramba bodzi vanhu tine habit kokuti kana zvisita kuitika pauri munhu haugori kubvuma. Saka vamwe vari kuramba havachiti ehe isi kuno kwatisa tambosangana zvo ndongo zvati home affairs yagara musi chigariro chaiwe kana vakangobaka usina chero passport yaka iri valid unotodeportwa kudzosvika kumusha. Ndozvirwa kuno rusted bag but izvo zvandizvirambiri kuti hurumende dzokonzerwa ne reshuffling yakaitwa ne government nekabhikuri navazvuma mukabhineti yavo. Ndozviri kukonzeresa bhosi tiri kuona kuti maminista akachinjwa chinjwa chishafuriwa shafuriwa ndoza saka mumwe nomumwe anonga achiuya nepolisi yakewo saka ndokuchinja kwezunhu handizivi ndizviri kutaura kwese. Chokwadi ndinoda kumhurusa vadhe vamazinga ndichitenda nebasa ravanoita vadhe vamazinga vanoshanda zinga yati napedza yerwanya hada watenda varume ava.
Asi matoka kusangana here nemunhu ari kuti ndakapiwa tsamba yekudzingwa mumusha kana kuti yamini yekubviswa musouth africa kudzoserwa kumusha kana kuti mune wamunoziva akatosiya midziyo yake akabatwa akaenda.
Vanhu vazhinji vanobakwa kuno but vanenge vasingabatsirwi yavo zvekuti vanga vaenda kunorinyiwa but kutongobatwa kunzi iwe mapepa ako hana kukwana waita uchingofambawo ziya ziya zvekuti home affairs ikangomirawo mota yavapo vakada kungokuvhunza vhunza kana kuti makawanda kana kufamba makada tikwata vanotokasira kuti hawo mazimba then mukuvhunziwa mwemya uonekwa kuti hauna madocuments akakwana anokodzera kuti ugare muno musouth africa unotodeportiwa ipapo. But haina hangu kuno kurasenzeg andisati ndanginzwa hangu vanoti vakamboenda ko bhozi vanhu vazhinji tirikogara katina mapemita tomugara nemapassport isu.
Okay.
Takunge tazabata endezi zvetongozvigarira.
Aiwa pakanaka mukoma Donald maita basa.
Ya mufarise mukoma mazinga vari ipapo.
Aiwa vari kuzvinzwira hanza hapana inokumira imwe.
Ya aiwa ndotenda nebasa guru varoita mhani mukoma dewa.
Ndizvozvo. Vamazinga hanzi munoita basa riri kudakadza namukoma Donald vari kusouth africa ikoko. Halo, ndofunga vari kunzwa Chris wanzwa mukoma Donald is one of our regular callers. He is saying well this is happening though where he is in Rustenburg. He says it's not as high as it is in places like Johannesburg and other areas, but he's saying it is happening. Those who are in denial will only come to agree to the process, or I mean that the process is taking place when it happens to someone they know or to them. Well, we know many people who live in denial. The only the only proof of a pudding is in the eating. When it's you, it hurts most.
Let's hear from Mr. Mambeu. Mr. Mambeu, you are in Johannesburg, by the way.
In Johannesburg.
Okay. Did you hear anything about the floods which we hear hit Cape Town today?
There have been notices that have been put out, especially by the Western Cape government, regarding the floods, advising people to stay indoors and also advising that schools will be closed in some areas just during the time of the storms. Is quite true. I have not been on the news to find out what has really transpired. The floods have been lost. Or properties have been damaged of late, but in the morning the news have been advised as such.
Oh, I see. Thank you for that information. Anyway, back to our topic. This issue of Zimbabweans going to renew their papers and finding themselves in trouble has not been happening in the past, or it's something that just sprung recently.
Well, this has just come up now. People never really had problems with renewals. You would remember that when people went for renewals, they would even not renew on the particular day of expiry, and they would go back and back again and again, and there was not really any problem. The moment you would get in there, usually it was a process of getting it done. But albeit, there have been queues and that, those queues were the ones that were really igniting the corruption. But now, since the advent of the new system, it seems as though they are trying to clear a backlog of the cases. But in so doing, they are putting too much pressure on the applicants to an extent that they now have to arrive at decisions without giving much consideration, which is now causing all the deportations that we see. I think it's a matter of change in policy direction, and also in some cases, as I've just picked up now, that some are given the time to say, go back
and you should be out of South Africa. But some have not been given that time even to appeal or to even go back home. They've been taken away from Marawasat straight to Lindela. We have got several cases of that nature, which is quite unfortunate. And for us Zimbabweans, we really feel that we are under too much pressure. We are being victimized home and away. There is bond not in Zimbabwe. There is all sorts of things that one would not like to deal with. And when we come this side and we face such situations, we really feel that the Lord is no longer on our side. It's quite a problem. But nonetheless, we encourage people to go back home, register to vote, and really have a better life in our area of death.
Mm-hmm. So can you give me an idea of at least how many people are, you know, are in those queues waiting to renew their asylum papers on a given day?
It's quite many. But there's been some notable improvements since the advent of the new system. Previously, you'd find give or take 1,000, 2,000 people in the queue, but now they're still loitering around and, you know, people who are standing out here and there. But once you are inside, then it's much better. But you would expect a crowd of 500, 600 people that come through the offices on a day-to-day basis.
That's quite a big number. Anyway, well, thanks so much. Can you keep holding? Silomlaleli lapha uNtunga. Ntunga use South Africa. Kunjani Ntunga?
Ngiyaphila njani?
Siyaphila. Igama lakho lonke mbani? NguNtunga Mili Nkomo
yini?
Oh, NguNcube. Bengithi nguNtunga emsebenza la nxa usebalekwa eSouth Africa. Ungasiphathisa usitshele ukuthi udaba lolu esilalo lamhlanje wena ulubona njani?
Le ndaba ikhona ngani ikhona impela abantu banokubanjwa but angeze umuntu okuthiwa wafika wabanjwa lapho loko ubona abantu besiyarenewa lapho ama-aslam bebuya nawo ama-aslam berenewile but ngeze omunye manje ethi kwathiwa wazoyinikeza ama-questions okuthi ma bengakhona ukuthi bephendule imbuzo efana laleyo abazoyiphiwa bazoqhubeka bephiwa ama-aslam but ma bengehluleka bazofika beyathathela ama-aslam which means ma sebayathathela sekuyokudiphotha kwabo lapho
kodwa bonabo ngokuthi wena ungaphi kwe-South Africa?
Mina ngise-Joburg lapha eSoweto.
Kodwa phela sikhuluma labo abantu abenzwa bathi bona kuyenzakala bahlala bekubona kusenzakala lo.
Lami ngiyabezwa batsho kanjalo ukuthi kuyenzakala but mina ebaziyo abasebenzisa ama-slum lapha lokubona besiyarenewa belokhu bekhona lamanje bayarenewa okwamanje ankazi ukuthi kukhona okusekusa wabanjwa lapha ePitori.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Hayi, sibongile kakhulu Ntunga.
Alright, hayi, siyabonga kakhulu.
Timonzo ungawamavinga
bamavinga
yeah,
I think the call has dropped.
Regai Timbozo aidi kuna Sisi Matutu. Miss Matutu, ameno munhu oda kukhuluma here kana kuti kutaura kana ku English.
Ngicela
ukukhuluma. Maybe my friend can throw a question so that you kuluma inindinga kulumisa.
Yes, lapho ubaba lapho esilayo umunye layo ungumhlonitshwa wethu umnumzana Mambeu uthi yena bayafika ama 500 to 1000 wena bangakuya kubabone ngelanga elilodwa.
Mina angaze ngifike marabamsat. Kodwa ngiyamkholwa mayethi kube ngafika bo 400 to 500 abantu abayavuselela ama-Aslam a day. And lokho kutshengisa ukuthi kuningi kangakanani inani labantu abasebenza ama-Aslam lapho eSouth Africa.
Okokuthi nxa uhamba nje emgwaqweni lapho iningi ohlangana labo babe belawo amaphepha na?
Iqiniso yokuthi abantu abaningi abalawo amaphepha. bebe nawo lawo ama-aslam kodwa nabo futhi akusibo bonke abanama-aslam abantu abantu abaningi abalawo amaphesha lase-South Africa and futhi mase kusenzeka kanje ugcina sibona ukuthi lo muntu ongela maphepha mhlawumbe ungcono ngoba kalaso leso stress sokuya-renewa nokwenza lezo lonto zonke lezibona
kodwa-ke nxa usuhlangana la mapholisa ungelawo amaphepha sokusiba le nkinga
yabona lapho kuqala khona indaba le ebesikhuluma ngayo ye-corruption ukuthi sokubizwa amaphoyisa noma sukotshwa sukuyahlala elindela ulinde ukudiphotha ongakwazi ukuzodiphotha nini ngoba uzokuceda noma zinyanga ezimbili phezu laphana
kunzima jonga
arikaiti moza kuna vamambeu vamambeu tinoona kunge hurumende yesouth africa isingatambiri kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka muzimbabwe mungafunga here kuti danho iro ndoriri kuita kuti vanhu vakawandawo vange vachizosvikowana magwaro avo ekutsvaka upoteri anga asina kubudirira vachidzoserwawo musha
dambudziko rine hurumende yemuno ndekusagamuchira chimiro chenyika yezimbabwe bene vakagamuchira chimiro chenyika yezimbabwe kubva kuna 2008 uko vambeki vari mupower vachitiwo kuzimbabwe hakuna crisis iko zvino vazuma vakapindawo pavakanga vachida kunopinda paya vaiita senge kuzimbabwe kune crisis asi pavakangopinda zvoita senge maonero avo atichinjewo saka ipapo tine dambudziko guru tinenge tichoti dei vambochinja matarisiro avo enyika yezimbabwe vakaona kuti zvingaitwa sei nokuti chero vakadhipota vanhu vanongodzoka uyezve havasiri vari kutoenda kumusha vatiri kutotyira todotira vamwe vari kutosimbwa muzimbabwe izvezvi vari kutiza mabhondi nor vari kutiza kugara mumakiu vakamirira mari dzavo bene vava vari vamwe vazuma nehurumende yavo vagara navamugabe pasi kuti nhamo iri kuonekwa nevana vezimbabwe ingapedzwa sei south africa inyika huru kwazvo inogona kuva neinfluence musadhisi neafrica pase zvayo yakakura kudai saka tinenge tichingovaisa chikumbiro kuti vasaramba vachidzivirira kana tadouya kuno nezvikodzero zvatinenge zvichauya nazvo zvakasiyana vatirege tikwanise kushandawo asi ngavabatsire mukugadziriswa kwenyika yekwedu kuti nyika yekwedu nayo yegogona kumirawo zvakanaka vakaramba vari mudenial tinosvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo tese tichingotambudzana tichingotizana tichingobraibana tichingotizana tichingobraibana hamene kuzvinopera rini
Thank you so much, Chris. Ndofunga nguva dzakuda kutandanisika. Timbonzwa kuna Muzare Matutu. Tinenge tisati tawana vamavhinga kudzoka parunare, but tombotaura here nevaripo.
Yebo, jonga. Isikhathi mama Matutu sesifika ekugcineni lapha sesidliwe ngumangoye sesisafika ekugcineni ungaphosa nje elakho elokugcina usitshela ukuthi njengomuntu omela abantu khona ngapho eSouth Africa kukhona omunye umlaleli oke wabuza wathi hawu khathi bona labo abathi basimela bona kuyini abakwenzayo kahle kahle abangasithembisa khona
akukho singathi singathembisa khona ngoba lento yokuthi yokurenewa kwama-aslam noma kwama-permits sokuleli ezandleni leyomafezi e-South Africa so okwamanje mina engingakukhuthaza abantu ukuthi vele ukuhlala egangeni sizohlala sihlangana nazo inkinga ezifana nalezo i-situation esikiyo manje zingukuthi size lamacebo okuthi siyelungisa ekhaya masihlala phansi sihlangana khona size lamacebo kuyalungisa ekhaya ngoba ukuhlala lapha e-South Africa silwele ama-aslam silwele ama-permits akusoze ukuthi sendawo okuhlala ukuthi lesizukulwane sethu esizayo sizobe lokho esila e-South Africa silwele ama-permits silwele ama-aslam yebo siyawafuna ama-permits sisebenzele ama-aslam adingeka kodwa kumele siyolungisa lapho esibuya khona ngoba asivela ngasakhamuka e-South Africa silelizwe lethu esidabuka khona
isikhathi sesiphelileyo njengoba ngikhulumile hhayi sibongile kakhulu ube lo busuku obuhle
siyabonga lakho
Yes, Jonga, we have come to the end of our show. That was the Victress Matutu of the Imbokoto Pressure Group in South Africa. We also had Dewa Mavinga, a human rights lawyer and who works for Human Rights Watch South Africa. And of course, Mr. Tino Mambeu, of the coordinator of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. Thank you so much to our listeners as well. This is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni Jonga Gande Miri. Tusaka na mshurongwa ze Studio 7. Zinotevera. Mara Rakanaka.